Good evening. I call this Village of Pomona Zoning Board of Appeals meeting to order at 7:35 on the 21st of December. We have a few, 21st of January, you're right. Second time I did that today. 2026. I tried to set a closing last year. So we have a few things on. I'm just going to switch it around a little bit and do the things that are first time on first, and then we'll do the public hearing at the end. So first things up, we have 29 Northridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Nice to see you all. All down, Sarajian and Bound, 155 North Main Street, New City, New York, for the applicant. This is a application for a couple minor variances to permit the addition to a single-family dwelling, create a looped driveway, and installation of a swimming pool patio and construction of a pool house. As you see from the plan, they're all pretty minor variances. The front yard variance is being measured to these new additions. I have Shimmy Gallendauer here, the builder, who can explain these additions to you. So the additions in the front reduce the required front yard by 0.4 feet. Very, very minor addition. We have a side yard variance that we're looking for the pool house, which is also minor, from 25 feet to 21.4 feet, which is 3.6 foot variance. And a very minor increase of the lot coverage, 1% over the maximum allowed, but it's not actually 1%. I spoke to the engineer before we came. She always rounds up to 21. She rounded it up, so it's actually 20.5%. So we're only 0.5% over the maximum building coverage. So we're here to answer any questions that the board may have and provide any additional information. And then we would ask the board to schedule a public hearing for next month with regard to this request.
I'm just going to open this. I have one or two questions. I just want to look at this.
In addition to a Mark Spencer's memo that we received, there were also reviews done by the Rockland County Department of Health, and they have approved the mosquito control. And there's also a review from the Rockland County Department of Planning, which is the first time I've ever seen this recommendation from the County of Planning that says they remanded for local determination. They have no comments.
Yeah.
And I don't think in my 30 years of practice in Rockland County I've seen one of these. What was that?
It's a major departure from their usual position.
Yes. Yes.
at least for the front yard one, you can't just, it's so minimal, you just don't want to, I don't know, change the couple of 1 or 2 feet, whatever it is.
No,
oh, that's
proposed. No, these are these, I think they're referring to these small bump outs that they're creating for these decks.
Okay.
It looks like.
Yeah, spindle well. Spindle well is in special patio in front of the existing bay window.
Okay.
Don't forget, the majority of the house is an existing house. It's just a small extension to the left hand side, to the right side.
Okay. Anyone have any questions on this one?
No.
You heard it, you're good?
I'm good.
Okay. Any engineering comments?
I had a, Mr. Chairman, I prepared a review dated January 20th, 26. I noted the three balances that are requested, and they are minor. The pool house is the 21.4, where 25 feet is needed. The site is encumbered by steep slopes to the rear, so the development that is shown is in the best location. It's generally the most flat area, and they're bumping out the rear area with retaining walls to provide a little greater flat area for the pool and the pool house. The eastern part of the lot, approximately half of the lot, is not being disturbed where the steep slopes and vegetation are. We have general engineering comments, nothing significant that can't be addressed in a later revision. Thank you.
Okay, great. Okay. Do we have any motions?
Accept?
Yeah, to put it on, you want to put it on for a public
yep.
motion to put it on for a public hearing?
Yes, so moved.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, so for the next, you're going to be able to get it noticed and everything done for the next date? For the next, you want it on for the next public hearing?
I think so.
Okay.
I assume the next public hearing
is the next month.
From now.
Yeah.
It's not like have one way of the month. Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yep. We'll take care of it. We'll coordinate with the village with public hearing notices. And
okay.
We'll get that.
Great. We'll see you then.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Say hello, Rich, for me.
Hello.
Okay.
Bye, all.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paul. Next, Three Hidden Valley. Come on down.
Property and the driveway kind of has to. I've had a lot of issues
going down my driveway, actually going up my driveway, especially in the snow, getting up was a disaster. So now we decided to kind of make it a little bit longer around so that it evens out the pitch. So it's kind of why they, like, we really tried to work on the driveway not being, you know, cutting it down a little bit so that it doesn't cause some of this overage. I think we worked on it a couple times, and here we are.
Can I ask you one question on the driveway? Are you doing? You want to do impervious pavers?
You want to do impervious.
Because if you do pervious pavers, you can knock down on the lot coverage.
Right. I mean, we've definitely talked about doing that, but obviously the cost.
It's just a suggestion. Then, depending on how much area you do, you don't need a variance at all.
All right.
Can I jump in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Moshe Eisen. I am the general contractor for the project. I just want to help answer questions like this. So, pervious pavers, we have looked at that with the project engineer. And her opinion and in our experience, they require a lot of maintenance, they're very costly. And they don't seem to provide the benefits that some studies show that they do. So that isn't something that we really want to go down the road. It's a large financial burden, and it's a big maintenance item that, in my experience, most of my clients forget to change their air filters. I don't know that they'll be maintaining pervious pavers. So we're hoping to not have to do something like that.
All right. That's a very legitimate answer.
I'm seeing some inconsistencies with what the code requires with lot coverage here. On the bulk table, it looks like it's saying that the max coverage is 20%, and they're at 25. If I'm looking, this is Hidden Valley, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but in Lou's letter, he's saying that the max coverage is 25, and they're looking at 25.2. I'm trying to figure out. Does anybody know, Martin, did you look at this at all?
Yeah, and we, on our paragraph, I'll just read, in the building inspector letter cites the development coverage maximum allowable is 25%, where the applicant is proposing 24.2% coverage, and they rounded to the 25%. We find that there's a discrepancy between the identification and variance request and the need and ask the building, and need to ask the building inspector to clarify, which I have not. I believe it's the lower amount. A similar letter from the building inspector citing another application tonight, he actually cited 15%. Same zone, same.
I thought it was 20. Didn't we go to 20?
Yes.
Well, I think it was 15% plus 5% for ancillary.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And then Lou decided that he would combine the two for his review purposes.
That's correct. With 15% is for building coverage, mm-hmm. and then there's another 5% for accessory uses, accessory coverages. So it is 20%.
Right. So really, right, because over here it's not 25, it's really 20%. This should be probably noted.
Right, so Lou's letter shouldn't say 25, it should say 20.
It should say 20%. I did, because then it doesn't make sense. They wouldn't need a variance at all.
If I may, this is also brought up in the GML letter, actually. I called the county today just to clarify with them. It seems like it's the 20% number.
Yes.
But definitely, yes, Rachel, the engineer, is showing 24.2 rounded up to that 25. And regarding the building coverage of 15%, the GML had asked us to add that. We'll add it to a future revision. But we did the math today where it's just under 9% on just the building itself. So it's really the driveway, the pool, the walkways that are bringing our number kind of above where, you know, the code allows for.
Okay, so that's another, in looking at Lou's letter, because he had the total coverage as 25.2, so it's actually 24.2.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, so and that's
that on map should be on our site plan.
Got it. So yeah, in your bulk table you say 25, and that's rounded up.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
The detail of the calculations on the bottom left show 24.2.
I see it, yeah.
Right. Also, the thing I saw over here, it said 25% on the table, which I think is also inaccurate.
Right, so the 25% on the table is rounded up.
You mean in the corner here? That's... So what's already constructed?
So the home is an existing home.
Yeah.
We're doing an addition to the home, so that's not constructed yet.
Right.
The project has begun. This addition in the front was added, so the project was stopped. We did not begin construction on that part of it. The pool is existing from 2019. Yeah.
Okay, so the pool's already existing.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
There. Pretty much everything is there except for this addition and this new driveway.
So you guys started work a little bit, and then something came up, and then, okay, kind of come. Okay, gotcha.
On a previous plan that was approved, we have a building permit for it, and then we realized this need for the driveway and this addition to the front of the home. We paused it, and that's how it stands today.
So what percentage of the, just leave aside the driveway for the moment, what's the percentage increase from the addition, from the new addition?
So I don't have that in front of me. I can tell you that the entire building, existing plus the proposed, brings us to just under 9% coverage, the building.
So the building is not a problem?
Correct.
The problem is, and the...
He's got a huge driveway, right? That's your, you have a really long driveway.
Long driveway, comes all the way around.
You have a side entrance to the garage, right?
The plan is to make it side and bring it around.
Right. Well, I have the same driveway, so
same problem.
Yep.
Right. Currently, the garage was in the front. We want to move it to the side.
Right. I'm right next door.
Oh, okay. So you're familiar with the condition.
I had my Civic floored out of the garage and I wanted to get up. I know. I couldn't get up my in-laws the other day also.
You
got the coverage
right now. There's a lot of ice on.
So really just changing the, got it. And there's nothing you can do because the length of the driveway is the length of the driveway.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was actually a reduced version of the plan. We previously showed a wider driveway, which we felt would be more secure. He's got some younger kids learning to drive, but it was just too much coverage. So this is like the bare minimum we could get.
But it's an existing pool. Yeah, that's what he's measuring.
We can't do it. The pool is there.
Correct. Yes.
Got it. So it doesn't show the 20 on the plan, but that's where it is. It's on that.
Yes. If you scale it, it's approximately 20 feet.
Got it. And what you're adding, I'm trying to figure out, it's in the back. The proposed addition is on the back, and the patio between the house and the pool, is that the addition back there?
Yeah, that's roughly it, yeah. So there's a kitchen going back there.
And you don't, and there's no neighbors back there because that's the.
Yeah, that's another road. Another road.
Right. Okay. And the addition's also two stories, or it's one story?
Yeah, it's two stories.
Oh, it's like gonna. Okay.
Yeah, there's gonna be a second floor now with bedrooms up there.
But that's the part of you already got the building plan.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
That's why I didn't see that part. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I prepared a review dated January 19, 2026. We identified the lot area. There is approximately 532 square feet building addition. That was a question before, how much square foot is being added for the addition, but that complies with the zoning. We've provided engineering comments, which are typical, nothing substantial, just additional clarifications, and that's dated January 19, 2026. Did the applicant have any questions on the comments in the review?
I did have one about the driveway comment. I didn't take it up with Rachel, the engineer. I just wasn't sure how we would be able to reduce that initial slope of the driveway, but all the other comments we'll comply with. If Rachel has a way to comply with this one, I'm going to assume that we will comply. I just was curious if there was maybe a suggestion from the board on how to go about that.
You may have to flatten it adjacent to the edge of pavement a little bit more, and then increase.
And then increase the slope after that.
Okay. All right. Obviously, we're trying to avoid any super steep pitches, but we'll correct that one.
Yeah, we'd rather have this steep slope
further
in the driveway and not against the right of way.
Sure. Understood. Yeah. Otherwise, everything else was straightforward.
Okay. Do we have any other comments, motions?
I'll move to set it for a public hearing at the next regularly scheduled meeting of the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Second. Okay.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. There you go. We'll see you next month.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. Who is next? For Littman Lane.
How is this promoted? Because the block before is Western Hills. My friends who live more down Pomona Road are Western Hills than the Hagel House.
I don't know the geography well enough to be able to answer.
Good evening. My name is Shulam Reinhold, and I'm here to represent the project of For Littman Lane. This is we're proposing a pool house and a reinstallation of an existing pool. The pool was never finished. The current owner bought the property this past year, so it's under new ownership. And some of the comments from the engineer, we're going to discuss that part. We're seeking a variance of building coverage and side yard setback and development coverage. I would straight up address the comments at the end I got from the engineer. I'm in the process of getting a jurisdictional determination for the wetlands, as the village engineer commented that there might be under new law from the DEC, potentially a buffer zone of 100 feet that we might be in. So I'm working on getting that, taken care of. And there is also existing pathways, playsets, and maybe potentially a trampoline that are existing in the, there's a conservation easement behind the property to kind of a large section of the backyard, and those have to be removed. The fence has to be removed. I'm pretty sure that it shows on the site plan called Kansky. Those items should be removed. They were installed by the previous owner, and we'd like to address that.
So it's 19.3 to the corner of the pool and 12.7 to the corner of the cabana.
Is that correct?
Okay. And then your building coverage is 15.2 versus 15?
Correct.
Okay.
I actually did discuss with the building inspector regarding what you guys told before, 5%, 15%, 20%, so but we do need, I mean, we...
Yes, January 1st, 2025, DEC enacted new regulations that impacts a lot of properties within the village. So they would need to get a jurisdictional determination first. They may need to get a permit. All these areas that they're proposing have already been disturbed. There's a pool there now. They're outside the conservation easement with the new improvements. I would think it'd be a straightforward permit with DEC, but it's a permit. This board can always act and have a condition subject to applying. The local wetlands law in the village does not apply because it's an existing single family house, so they're exempt from any local wetlands law. It's just the DEC permit. The other comments on our January 2026 review were general, just a additional engineering comments and grading. They're providing detention for the new increase in impervious areas. There are some improvements in the conservation easement that they're, from what I understand, they're proposing to remove. But these improvements have existed for a long time. They have not been recent. 10 plus years they've existed. So those are comments from our review.
Okay, thank you.
So I went ahead and we hired a wetlands consultant, but they can't do any jurisdictional determination when there's snow out, so it might be a couple of weeks until we can determine if we are in fact within 100 feet of the buffer zone. And
oh, you are optimistic.
I don't know.
As to when the snow is going to melt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, I really hope we are. If we need a permit, as the village engineer said, it should be a pretty straightforward one. So that wouldn't, I don't think it would affect the scope of our work.
And Martin said to go make it subject to.
Right.
That's correct.
I mean, this is the only place for the cabana, I guess?
Pretty much. I mean, if you look around at the property, there's the whole backyard has a conservation easement. There is no place in the front. You know what I'm saying? You can't build a pool house and pool in the front. And the other side, there is no place. This is literally the only spot for a pool house and pool.
And what would you? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No. Sorry. And none of these, none of the proposed construction infringes on the wetland area.
No, the question about the wetlands is if we're 100 feet from wetlands, not the, like we're not. We're definitely not close. We're potentially within 100 feet as of January 1st. The existing house was constructed not that long ago, I believe, in 2017. So, and there was no DEC permit pulled then. So.
Don't 862 square feet. I was going to say you make it the cabana a bit smaller. I don't know how much that helps you though.
I mean, we're requesting a minimal development coverage variance. I believe that there's precedent for a lot more than that. I think that on that end, I mean, setback-wise.
Right. No, it's just I'm looking at the second one, the side yard setback ends up percentage-wise is a lot.
For the cabana.
Yeah, 40. It's a the lot coverage. I don't have really an issue with.
You mean the 12.7 is what you're talking about?
Yeah, that ends up being a variance of 47%.
I believe, if I might be mistaken, I believe there's precedent. Recently somebody got a variance like that. We did originally make it even closer to the property line, and we toned it down. I mean, not, we were never in front of the board with that, but we try to minimize that as much as we can. I mean, for what it's worth, I did have a conversation with the next door neighbor about this project, and I don't know if it makes any difference over here, but he seemed okay with it.
Pulls how long from the lot line?
Is there vegetation along that, inside that 12.7, or
yeah,
on
so
the other side?
I do actually have I didn't send it to the board, but I do have a landscape plan that's not final, but we're, going to be adding large privacy trees. There is existing, but some of them are dead. We want to replace that and create large privacy trees and add planting wherever we can, to...
How far? What is this? 10 point? That's how far from the. It looks like the edge of the pool to the house. 10.9 feet. Is that it?
That is correct. Water's edge to the house.
Where's the neighbor's house in comparison to where? To the property line.
I don't have a distance. I mean, it's not close. Like, the neighbor's house is not. He just installed a pool over there. There's plenty of place in between the house and the property line, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, he's got a pool on that side, and then his house is.
Yeah, so the pool's kind of in the back. It's not necessarily on the side of his house. More like the back, left side of his house, facing the front of the house. But there's a lot of space over there.
And you can't bring the pool and the cabana, move it a drop closer to the house, just cut down that just a drop, or?
I believe that the building code requires, don't quote me on this, but a minimum of 10 feet.
Okay, fine.
So I think we're pretty close. I mean, we can go point.
No, it's just a big... One on the cabana side, on the minimum side yard one.
I get that. I mean,
but it's also what it's really woods in between them and the next house over. I think on that side.
So,
yeah,
there is existing large privacy trees. There's a few of them that are, dead. We're going to be replacing them.
Right. Well, always the winter looks so much different over here. We always see people oh, hold on, that guy, that house, where did that house come from?
That's correct.
Also, the house it's on a cul-de-sac, so the house that's next to it is on a different angle, too. It's totally, they can't see the house probably from, the angle-wise.
I spoke to this neighbor specifically,
mm-hmm.
and discussed the project, reviewed it with him. He's willing to come down and support the project. So, I mean,
we did his pool as well.
Okay. Anyone else got any?
Yes, I would like to just comment. The applicant's representative was asked to act accordingly to the GML response. He did file, to the best of my knowledge, he did file, but he did not get a response yet, at least not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
So I didn't get, you're the only file out of the other that did not get a response
mm-hmm.
yet. So I don't know if that has an impact on setting up for a hearing or not. I believe ZBA attorney can elaborate on that.
No, you can set a hearing. You just can't act. You need at least 30 days to go by from the time that the referral is made to the time that you decide it. So there's no barrier to setting up a hearing.
We submitted it.
I am aware you submitted it. You sent me a confirmation.
I didn't get a response.
I did not get a response from you guys. So
that's no problem.
The cabana, this pool cabana is changing rooms or it's cooking space? What is the...
The cabana is to enhance the pool experience. There's going to be, you know, a dry sauna, a wet sauna. It's for his family. It's a. I wish it was my house. it's, you know, it's a weekend home, summer home, and he comes here with his family. He's old, you know, he has grandkids. Wants them to have a good time. So, like, we have here the.
Sexual
plans. You have a cold plunge, a sauna, dry wet, bathroom shower, washer dryer, lounge area, kitchenette. Just enhance the whole experience and have a good time with his family.
Okay. Anyone have any motions or comments?
Just at first glance, you know, we think about hearing, but it seems like a lot to be that close to the side yard. Whether this neighbor approves or disapproves, the question is this something we want going forward in the village?
That's what I'm trying to see, if there is something that they were able to do to kind of reduce that 47% variance.
So I agree with the board member. I don't think. If there was another option, we would put it somewhere else. And tried with the engineer, with the architect, you know, seeing what we had the pool house even closer, and I said, we're not going to get that. I believe there is a precedent for this close or close to it. And I believe that this should be an exception because the applicant has no other place to put it.
What if you, like, cut down on the cabana by, like, what, I mean, if pull it in 3 or 4 feet. How much does that change?
I mean, it would change. Like if you look at the architectural plan, it is an interesting size, specifically to keep that far away, right? It's like a pizza shape, right? We specifically made it that way so it runs along with the property line, and as far as possible, we did cut back on that. Like if we had it closer. It would really hurt the layout of the pool house, like the amount of space that the people have inside. Like it would make a significant, cutting down 4 feet would significantly impact the amenities and ability to build this in this format.
You might have to do away with the cold plunge?
More than that. This was the cold, I mean the cold plunge is the smallest part over here.
The whole thing would get, like, it's not only the cold plunge, it's the whole layout comes back.
Correct.
Well, okay, so you might actually have to reduce the level of amenities if you need to build it in, get closer to the zoning rules.
I mean, they were a very tall tree. We got them down. They wanted to have, I can show you guys the original plan. They were like having big dreams and stuff.
Big aspirations.
But we told them that's not going to work. There's no way. And we downsize everything, we take out a couple of things. I mean, we invested a lot of money in this plant and everything. If just like, if we can get it, it would be
Do I have any motions?
So moved.
Okay.
Okay.
All in favor to put it on for the next public hearing?
Aye.
Aye.
So, all in favor that the motion passes unanimously, we'll see you next month.
Thank
you so much.
Appreciate
good night.
It.
A pit stop to I guess we can pit stop to approve the minutes. Maybe it's, I mean, we had a good what was in the session if you want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the stuff we got, we went through all the five factors.
Okay.
So all of our stuff should be there.
See.
Or every truth to go to get a chance to put in your input.
Do we have any motions on the minutes from the prior meeting? Go ahead. Do you have any motion for the minutes on the prior meeting?
Move to accept. Move to approve.
Alan?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The motion to approve the minutes from the prior meeting is approved. Okay.
302.
What?
302.
Yeah. 301.
Accept.
We have two absences.
Or one abstention, one absent.
One absent. Three yeses.
One abstention.
One abstention, one absent. Okay. Do we have any motions for to reopen or continue the public hearing on 9 Cheesecoat Lane?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Seeing that the motion passes, 9 Cheesecoat public hearing is reopened, continued from the prior month. Just to recap, we had finished going through the five-factor balancing test. Right? I believe that's where you left off.
I think you had talked about the factors, and my memory was that... there was only three of you here, so you had a quorum, but I think you were looking to continue it for further discussion tonight, right? The hearing's still open, if I remember right, right?
Right, we never...
Right, we talked about the factors with the hearing open.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess Alan had wanted for your input, Bill.
I saw that.
But no pressure.
Yeah, and as a recap, the applicant had come in with amended plans back with the pool house, bringing it in from each of the two, the side yard and the rear yard, to 12 feet, which is more than he had originally proposed. And that's where, you know, that was the set of plans that the board was discussing last time.
Right. And we had went through that, the five factors. The only one that was in the negative was whether it was self-created, but that's not determinative.
Mr. Chair, I think it might be helpful to go through them again in this way. Mr. Baker has any questions about
sure.
any one of the factors.
Let's do it
one by one.
Okay.
Okay, that's a fair way to do it. So, as everybody knows, it's a balancing test, weighing the benefit sought by the applicant, to be achieved by the applicant against any detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of the community, guided by five factors. The first factor is whether there be an undesirable change produced in the character of the neighborhood, or any detriment to nearby properties by reason of the granting of the area variance.
We least from my point of view, I think what I had stated was because it's kind of in a valley on its own,
mm-hmm.
that it's not that it won't even affect the neighborhood. No one will be able to see it.
Okay.
The neighbors can't see it from their point of view.
And it's parkland.
Right, and behind they have the park.
Okay.
Okay. The next factor is whether there is a feasible alternative. Can the benefit sought be achieved through some other feasible means without the use of a variance, an area variance?
No. There's really not. They can't. Mm-hmm. They pretty much have.
It's locked in.
Right, and they've really drawn back. They've went through a bunch of revisions to really kind of wedge it into the perfect spot.
And my question to consider was whether or not this lot was suitable to have a swimming pool, or would someone have to actually live in a house without a pool?
My concern was that if we say that they need a swimming pool, and they also need to maintain essentially the yard in its current status, maybe they can't do everything. Maybe they need to push it closer. That, you know, like we just saw a case here where the pool was 11 feet away from the house.
Problem is, the more you go the other way, you're in the grade drops drastically. That's basically the only spot where there's a little bit of flat area. If you see where the right after the pool where it ends, it drops down.
Towards the house?
Yeah, towards the house and towards the driveway. It's literally behind the pool is a mountain from 70 something feet tall. This side is parkland. Coming more towards let's call it the next neighbor. If you move the property starts dropping, it's almost like a 20-foot drop from this area.
What's between the pool, the proposed pool site, and the house?
There's a little bit land to come off the deck to maybe 15 feet to the pool deck. The property's a very.
So if you move 5 feet closer to the house, you could do that.
You could do it, but then you start disturbing, you're coming closer to a deck, to a patio, and you start digging around it, and then you have to redo the whole thing.
Because the patio is pre-existing.
Yeah, everything's pre-existing.
Right.
It's pushing it.
So you're going to have a bit, you have to start messing with the patio.
Yeah.
And it's not an oversized pool. It's a pretty narrow pool. Basically, almost like a lap pool. Most of the pools are 20 feet. This is, I don't have the exact measurement, but this looks like almost like a 15, 16 foot pool. The width.
Right, 20 by 40 or something standard?
Yes, 20 by 40 is standard, yes.
This is narrower than that.
Just so we're all clear, this project also includes the pool house,
yeah,
and retaining the play area on the side.
Yeah.
And the slope that you referred to earlier, as you're going up Cheese Coast towards Northridge?
When you come up the driveway.
Yeah.
Is it the driveway?
No, I've walked it many times. I know that hill.
It's literally this property tucked away in a valley. It's tucked away because the dead end is like four houses off. There's a private road to this back property. It's the last property on the private road that's in the dead end. You have the parkland, miles and miles of parkland, which there's no neighbors. And then the back of it is like a drop from a rock mountain, like almost, I think, I don't have the full thing, but I think if I remember correctly, it was close to 70 foot difference, almost like a wall. There's no way anyone can see this particular, unless you go to this backyard. Also not from the driveway, from the side of the parkland. That's when you can see it.
Oh, the old abandoned walking trail goes right by there. But that used to be the path, and then Cheese Cult Lane became the feeder to the park.
Now the walk lane is further down to that end.
No, I know. I mean, I've been living on the mountain for 33 years now.
The only thing he has to make sure the mountain is removed.
Please.
Okay, should we move to the next factor?
Sure. Next factor is whether the variance sought is substantial.
I remember what was the. Remember what's the exact amount?
It's like 50%. I mean, it's clearly it's substantial. The other factors we can talk about, but I think it's substantial.
Right, I think we said it was substantial, but that's not a determinant, right? Something it's not.
Yeah, you're not determinative, but I'm just saying it's substantial. It's one factor.
Yeah. Right, we have here from last meeting that Dave said, noting the substantiability, case law indicates that a variance being numerically large by itself is not sufficient to deny an application. Substantiability must be considered in a combination with any negative impact or change. No single factor is controlling.
That's true.
Okay. I mean,
that is a unique situation.
Right. Okay, should we go to the next factor?
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next factor is whether there be any adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district.
I think we said no, unless there's been any change to the environment, the engineering comments. And they did say last meeting that they'll do whatever conditions were.
Yeah, just to enter into the record, I prepared a report. I updated my prior comments to reflect the current plan, dated January 21st, 2026. Just engineering comments, nothing substantial. Just want to make a note that the lot area for this is 33,000 square feet, which a typical lot is 40,000 square feet, which they have about 82%. They're working with about 82% of the lot area of compared to a regular lot.
Right, so it's a bit undersized.
Yes, it is undersized by 7,000 square feet, and that reflects about 82% of the lot compared to a typical lot.
Right.
That's one of the most unique properties over here.
Okay. And the next factor?
Is whether the difficulty was self-created.
Right. Which it is, because they want a pool, but there's no other way around it.
Yeah.
But as we noted last meeting, that's only in the use variance is it... death shot. But this here is not a determinative
correct
factor. And that's the last one, right?
Yes, that's the last. That's the fifth factor. Yes.
We want to vote on it?
Yeah.
You're good, Bill? You want to?
I'm good.
Okay. Do we have any motions?
So, the hearing's open, see if there's anybody else in the public that still wants to be heard, and then you close the hearing and vote.
Sure. Does anyone want to speak on this application? Okay. Seeing none, do we have any motions to close the hearing? Okay, I just have a motion for that. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Seeing no dissents, the motion passes to close the public hearing. Next, we can have a motion to vote.
Right, if there's a motion there could be a motion to deny, there could be a motion to grant, there could be a motion to grant with conditions. If there's a motion to grant with conditions, I would suggest that one of the conditions be that the applicant comply with Mr. Spence's two memos.
So with what?
With two engineering memos.
The two engineering memos.
Okay.
And then the typical, whenever you do grant, there's the typical, compliance with the plans that are submitted, compliance with all laws, rules, and regulations, payment of fees. I'll call those the standard conditions plus compliance with the Spence memo, if you're inclined to grant.
Do we have that motion?
I'll make that motion.
The motion is what, to approve subject to those conditions?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Do we have a second? I can second it, I guess, right, even though I'm the chairman?
Yes.
Seconded. All in favor, say aye. I guess, you know what, for this one it's a little bit more. I guess we can do a roll call vote. Yehuda?
Abstain.
Okay. Alan?
No.
Bill?
Aye.
Jesse? Aye. Okay.
Okay, so Alan's no.
Right.
Jesse,
yes.
Bill, or
we have,
yes.
We have two yeses.
And we have an abstention. So the motion fails.
The motion fails.
Right. Okay, so now you could entertain a motion to deny. I don't know that it's going to get anywhere, but that's one thing you could do. But as of right now, there's been... there's no action taken on it, and the hearing was just closed. You have 62 days to render a decision. No action right now. If you do nothing else from this point forward, the application will be deemed denied. You can carry it forward for discussion at the next meeting,
right?
As well.
And then we can, or right, it has to be at the next meeting, I guess, to make another motion for it, right?
I would think so.
Okay.
I can look up the law on it, too, because it's an unusual situation.
Right.
It doesn't happen very often. So.
Okay. We can take it up at the next hearing, and it's possible there could be another vote on it. At the next hearing. Okay. That that being the last order of business, I guess we'll set the. Moshe, do you know the date for the next meeting in February?
18th.
Okay, so February 18th at 7:30 p.m. We'll see you all back here then. I adjourn this meeting of the Pomona Zoning Board of Appeals at 8:34.